This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live from Tennessee. We got some newcomers onto our social media platforms are trying to be smart and funny and cute by making comments. Well, the fact of the matter is you're watching me, and I appreciate it. But you also have to understand that we are in a hotel room right now. We are out of studio. And why is that? Because we're busy fighting off the enemies to preserve the freedoms that you have, wise guys. So with that said, friends, just letting you know, backhanding the opposition that claims to be in the right, that are unwilling to fight, that's what we do here. But I wanted to let you know, first and foremost, friends, I do pay attention to Top Chat. If you want to jump over on Top Chat, by the way, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. It's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe there. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on that social media platform and join us on Top Chat. You can also do the same thing over on Before It's News. We're on the front page, top left. We're live right now. And again, if you want to join us, go ahead and click onto that live video stream, and you can join us on Top Chat and comment at any time. If you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. Pro or con, if you want to contend, if you want to add two, that's fine too. Jude 3, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, really quick, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We have literally been in motion, boots on the ground, over the last 2 weeks now. We've got about 2,200 miles that we've driven. We are in Spring Hill, Tennessee tonight, and we're driving to Winchester, which is about an hour away. We'll be preaching at Brandon Taylor's church, and then tomorrow night we'll be doing the same thing at a local convention center. I'll give you more information about that when I get that information, which will be tomorrow. So if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. Just to let you know, we're going to be out of Tennessee on Sunday. We'll be home on Monday, Lord willing, and back into Minnesota there. And we've got a couple events already set up in southern and western Minnesota as well before we hit the road again 2 weeks later than those dates up and coming. If you want to do that, friends, the number's 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because if we're all claiming to want the resolve, there's only one place to go to find it, and that's the Word of God. If you want answers to the crimes in America, because you love your freedoms, put that up against 2 Corinthians 3:17, then you have to know the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Without that, you're destroyed, okay? So we're here to give you the answers. We're always pointing our finger back at the Word. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. If you're looking for the answers, you're exactly where you need to be even now. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Friends, I've shared this with you before, but they're starting to roll this out more and more. This just came out a couple days ago, and let me say this first. If you know the history of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, there is similarities that no one can deny to the max. And if you look at the history of the Bush family, namely Prescott Bush, then George H.W. Bush, and then his son, George W. Bush, it's interesting. So we got the grandpa, the dad, and the grandson, and the son. And if you know the history of them, you'll understand that they were actually illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war, where Prescott Bush was indicted back in 1942. By the way, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Nobody can deny what I'm telling you, nor could they ever. And it's not a theory. It is, in fact, a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, which is being played out in front of our face. But I continuously point the finger back at history so we can predict the future. And the way to do that is to know history. And when we're looking at the similarities between Adolf Hitler's Third Reich in the 30s and what we're seeing today, friends, it is quite obvious as to what's taking place here. We can also take that over to Operation Paperclip, where they took Nazi war criminals and brought them over into America. And what we're doing is, or what we're seeing today, is actually the fruits of their predecessors today in so many different ways, because systematically and methodically, it's exactly what's happening in America today as to what happened in Germany back in the 30s. And there's so many different variations and so many different ways to show you this, and I've done it little by little. Now, I want to say this to bring it up to date here real quick, because, again, over the last year and a month, year and 2 months, we've seen the little Nazis at work doing their best to emulate their father. And I'm not talking about just Adolf Hitler. I'm talking about Satan, their father, John 8:44. But we wanted to know, many people wanted to know, when this whole plandemic first came out, what was the pill in the jam? What was their end aim? And right off the bat, we, by the Holy Ghost, said the same ones that are selling us the virus are the same ones selling the vaccination. They create the problem. Let me say it again. They create the problem. Then they come around and they play the problem solver. And when you see them solve the problems that they created, they tell on themselves, regardless if it's genuine or not, if it's in fact genuine, or is it a conspiracy in fact? Well, guess what, friends? We've had some doctors recently come out and tell the people on a global scale that Adolf Hitler, what he did to turn the people onto the Jews and the gypsies and the dissidents, Adolf Hitler's political opposition, he convinced them first, the 80 million people in Germany, he convinced them that the people that needed to be taken out or genocided, they were a diseased people. Okay? It's important you understand what I'm saying. He convinced them that they were diseased, and the 80 million people turned the other way, and then they were eradicated, okay, in the name of being diseased. Well, guess what, friends? It's happening here. Last week, I highlighted as to what's taking place over in Israel. If you don't take your vaccinations, you're ostracized. They're making it so you can't buy or sell, Revelation 13:17. And this happening under Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, the God's man, the church in America tells you. You better look the other direction, friends. Well, what he did is he implemented mandating mask wearing. He was destroying businesses, just like over here in America, and just like what was taking place on a global scale in concert. And now they have to have a green passport before they can actually go back to normal life, okay? I'm going to come right back to that because it's beginning to happen here in America.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without without help. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you want to call in, please stick to the topic. We've got much to cover in a couple minutes here, friends. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the state of Minnesota. I'm broadcasting live from Tennessee, just for the record. We're on the road. We've been out here going on 2 weeks now. But back in Minnesota, there's a bill introduced to imprison Governor Tim Walz for his unilateral unconstitutional edicts. And I say it's about time. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. I want to show you some of the things that are transpiring here in America in the meantime. I was just sharing with you how Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is attacking his people in Israel. They have now set up a system that if you don't comply and if you don't have a green pass, they call them COVID vaccine passports. If you don't have one, you can't go back to normal life. And this is exactly what they did in similar ways as to what took place in Germany back in the 30s. They convinced 80 million people under Adolf Hitler, concerning the people that wouldn't comply to Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich and his regime. Well, he ostracized them. So what he did is he turned 80 million people on his political opposition. So if they didn't bow to him through his methods of madness, he convinced the 80 million people this way that they were a diseased people and they needed to be genocided. They needed to be eradicated. That's how they did it with such a smile on their face. This is what encouraged them to turn their backs on the rest of us, right? During that particular time, of course, I wasn't here talking about our forefathers and the such. But what we're seeing, I looked this up during the break, what we're seeing today is green pass, how COVID vaccine passports work for Israel. So in other words, take that to Revelation 13:17, and we can put a stop to this just for the record because we're seeing uprising across the globe right now against this very thing because people understood what the aim is. The end aim is to corral everybody into getting the vaccination where they can genocide. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. This is exactly what I've been highlighting for 13 months now concerning the vaccinations, the death tolls. I mean, folks, we cover this stuff quite a bit. But again, this is what they're doing. They're withholding the statistics concerning deaths and the adverse side effects of the vaccinations, okay? And they're telling you that the benefits outweigh the cons of what could happen here. And so to make real clear what's going on, the green pass is given to people that are fully vaccinated. And if they're not fully vaccinated, they are then polarized and demonized to do so. And if not, then they're not given a green pass to be a part of society, or as they call it, normal life. Let me reiterate the point that our rights do not come from tyrants. They do not come from dictators. They do not come from globalists, okay? Our rights come from God, and we need to remind these globalists of who they work for. So that's what's going on in Israel right now. And I want to show you how they're sticking their head out here in America today. This was just reported 2 days ago, 3 days ago, forgive me. Miami Heat to open vaccinated-only sections for fans on April 1st. I want to tell you firsthand as to how this is going to roll out. Listen to what I'm telling you. Write it down. Put the date. Put the time. Do whatever you want to do. Why they keep promoting the vaccinations now through the media, because they're having a hard time. As I've shared with you, 60% of frontline health workers are not taking the vaccinations. If that doesn't tell you anything, I can't help you. The military, the same thing. Americans, they're having a hard time getting people to take the vaccination. So what they're going to do is they're going to keep acting like everybody's getting their vaccinations. They're going to keep broadcasting on TV, making it look like everybody's excited to get their vaccination. Folks, when they tell you that, what they're really telling you is they're having a hard time convincing the people to get vaccinated. Of course, it all goes back to what Ben Swan told us 3-4 months ago concerning how Yale University had to bring up a study and convince people to methodically take it one way or another through manipulative measures, okay? Now, if this was really genuine, they wouldn't have to be paying these people like Yale University to come up with studies to try to convince you to take the vaccination. That shows you that this is, in fact, a conspiracy. And on so many levels, we can cover it. But again, they played the problem solver by corralling you into a new system of government and ostracizing those that will not give way to their headship or to what they would have you believe their new government. Folks, the Bible's clear when it says we're not supposed to be given to change. The Bible tells us we're supposed to go back to the old path, not take on the new ones, okay? Put that up against Jeremiah 6:16. But did you know that the Miami Heat opened up a section in their particular arenas for vaccinated people only? I'm telling you, Americans, you are being tested to see if you are going to comply with them. And it would be, and it would do you a service, Americans, and in 53 countries, to stand up and defy and resist while you have the time to do it. Because they're going to keep pushing this envelope until they can't push it anymore. And I'm telling you, friends, listen to the end of the message today. I'll get to that in a moment. The message is defiance and resistance right now from the people all over the world. And if you're a Christian, you have no other option but to obey the Lord God. Read Romans 12:21. But again, listen to what's happening in America. Little by little, friends, incrementally, they're sticking their head out. They're showing you what this is really about. They want more control over the sheep. And as Ben Franklin rightly warned us, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, just for the record. I also wanted to tell you, friends, here comes the CDC again. If you'd like to call in and challenge me or maybe even further solidify the points that I'm making, do. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to make the next point just to show you how they're pushing the envelope. I shared with you about a month ago we were going to get on an airplane. We went through TSA with no mask on. We got all the way to the airplane with no mask on. And then right when we got, me and my son got, we were going to fly to Texas to receive a media award, Truth in Media Award. And we got all the way back to the gate. And right when we got there, one of the stewardesses came up to us and handed us a mask. And she said, it's a law today that you have to wear these. And I looked at my son and I said, I can't tell people how to live their life and not practice what we preach here. So we ended up standing up and walking out. But I want to tell you what I heard before we walked out, what actually was the straw on the camel's back that broke the camel's back. Right after she handed us these masks, we didn't touch her. We just left them on the counter. All of a sudden, another stewardess at the gate said the CDC now calls it a federal crime, and you could receive fines up to $250,000 or time in prison for not wearing a mask. Right there, I knew exactly what was going on. Again, this is how they act arbitrarily through totalitarianism. There's no law. They just want you to believe that because they said it, it was the law, when it's not law. Listen to me, friends. It's not law. The CDC just came out. This is according to the propagandists and the useful idiots over at CNN. Fully vaccinated people can visit unvaccinated family and friends. This is coming from the CDC. But one household at a time, CDC officials say. Do you understand what they're doing? They're breaking people off in unity. They're scared of the American people coming together. I got one question for you again, because the burden of proof is on them, not on you and not on me. Where did the CDC get delegated authority from the American people to implement law? Anybody? 1-866-582-9933. The CDC is not a legislative branch of this government. The CDC has zero authority in threatening anybody when they have never been given delegated authority to do so. Anybody, call me. Tell me, please. Set me straight. Where did the CDC derive delegated authority? When did the CDC become a legislative branch of government to tell you that fully vaccinated people can visit unvaccinated family and friends, but only one household at a time? Where are they assuming that authority? That assumption must be challenged and defied by the American people for your own good, because I'm going to give you the answer before this heart breaks. They've never been given authority from the people through delegation. Never. They're not a legislative branch of the government. So when you're hearing that they are implementing $250,000 fine, and or if you don't comply, you're going to jail for not wearing a mask. Friends, how many judges in this land need to tell you that what they're doing is criminal? You are the law, Americans. Start acting like it. We'll take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 40% back in Staples rewards when you purchase any 2 ink or toner cartridges.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
M32721. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Boulder police chief says she wants to know why a shooter opened fire and killed 10 people in her community. Police Chief Maris Harrell giving an update today saying the investigation is ongoing into the King Soopers massacre on Monday and admitting police have no motive yet. Regarding charges being filed, Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty saying,
defendant's currently charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree. He's charged with one count of attempted murder in the first degree. Additional charges of attempted murder in the first degree will be filed in the very near future.
Another round of severe weather is expected in parts of the southern United States this weekend. Meteorologists saying a storm could bring downpours, frequent lightning, hail, and damaging wind to Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. This is USA Radio News. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients is confident that President Biden's new goal of 200 million vaccinations in his first 100 days is feasible.
No one even contemplated reaching this goal a few months ago, but it is now possible because of the aggressive actions we have taken to get more vaccine supply, more vaccinators in the field, and more places for people to get vaccinated.
Zients also calling this a time for optimism, but not relaxation. President Biden referenced cheat sheets detailing key policy points and identities of attending journalists when he conducted his first formal news conference of his presidency on Thursday. Photo taken at the event shows Biden holding a card labeled infrastructure with key statistics and talking points. Biden also seen consulting a sheet that appeared to show the pictures and news outlets of the journalist who attended the news conference. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to check us out online, please do. There's a lot of folks over there right now, and I appreciate every one of you. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto the social media platform. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto the media platform there, social media platform. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, please do. Now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get to the main topic in just a moment. 1-866-582-9933. We got Sal calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Do we have Sal? Do we have Sal? No Sal? No Sal.
I'm here.
Well, oh, you are there. Okay. What say you, my friend?
I'm sorry. I guess I might have been muted. I just want to say briefly, I agree with what you're saying about we need to stand up before they corral us all. And the only other quick thing I want to say is the PCR test contains ethylene oxide, which is highly cancerous. They're going to be stuffing these swabs of little children's noses into their brains, and there's no question they want to extinguish as many of us that don't follow what they're doing as possible. Thank you.
I agree. Thank you, Sal. I totally appreciate you, brother. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to the main topic because, friends, again, this is awesome news. You know, the Bible's clear when it tells us in Psalm 9:16 and 17, The Lord's known by his judgments, the judgments that he executes, which come through his church, Isaiah 51, verse 4. And if you look at the very character of God, it is justice and judgment. Read Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97. Okay? I think it's important for people also to understand that man's commandments produce bondage and injustice in blinding the eyes while encouraging the crime. In other words, soft judges produce hardened criminals. Where, on the other hand, whereas in keeping God's commandments, it will produce genuine liberty in doing the right thing, because we all know what Charles D. Montesquieu said, right? Right, students? Yeah. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits only. Okay? But keeping God's commandments also produce a healthy fear in deterring the crimes. Okay? See, because I see in this country, like many do, that far too long, Americans have settled for the results of man's commandments, and it is vitally important that you hear what I'm telling you now, okay? These are gold nuggets. Americans have settled for the result of man's commandments in this country. Put it up against Mark 7:13. They make God's commandments void through their own traditions, and in the end, we reap the consequences, okay? Americans settle for man's commandments, and in turn, they then receive man's results. I can give you a prime example. If you go to El Salvador and you drink and drive, the very first offense, if you drink and drive, they put you in a firing, in front of a firing squad. Why? Because they enforce the law so much, because they have a love for their people and their communities, that they don't tolerate any crime whatsoever, whereas an individual that doesn't understand no the first time and goes out and slaughters a family, they prevent that before it happens by setting judgment as a standard in their country, which in fact is a mercy to the people they're supposed to serve under God. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Okay? Good judges hate crime. Good judges hate anything that would jeopardize our freedom. Good judges have zero tolerance for anybody that would offend the law. Again, it's not because they hate, it's because they love. Okay? Americans settle for man's commandments, and in turn, they receive man's results. Now, this is important. Americans have allowed their justice system to become a system of injustice. Now, I bring the first analogy concerning what took place in El Salvador. If you drink and drive the very first time, they put you in front of a drinking, in front of a firing squad. They end the problem right there, right? There was a man, in contrast, by the way, there was a man in California that drank and drive and drove, I'm sorry, he drank and drove 19 times. He was busted 19 times. Drinking and driving. You know what the judge said? You know what his sentence was? He sentenced the man in America that violated the laws, not one time, not 10 times, but 19 times. He sentenced him to move closer to the liquor store. Now, you can go ahead and laugh at that if you're foolish enough to do so, but just think about the 12,000 families that were destroyed last year because drivers that didn't understand no decided to drink before they drove, and they slaughtered those families. Which one's a good judge? The one that took care of the problem the first time, or the one that never did? And at the end of the day, what happens? He jeopardizes society. That's not a good judge. That's a bad judge. Okay? Also keep in mind that Americans have allowed their justice system to become a system of injustice. And that's you, America, and a system of indulgence where the corrupt have now created, and I'm talking about corrupt judges, corrupt courts, corrupt governments in their capacities, regardless of what their incumbent. Americans have allowed the corrupt to create a bureaucracy, slave labor, that makes $64 billion a year. See, what we've been taught is our freedom is for sale, Why leaving off judgment? Or leaving off justice, okay? That is, unless you can pay for it. And this is the young message. This is the message that young people are getting today, friends, is that if you have enough money, no matter what crime you committed, you can get off. That's injustice. That's making an indulgent of the system of justice that God established. And what happens? You get man's results. And what is man's results? More crime. But listen, I'm leading something here. As a matter of fact, justice in this country has become so far backwards, Isaiah 59, that instead of condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, they justify the wicked and condemn the righteous, Proverbs 17:15. That's a big no-no in the sight of God, by the way. That is an abomination. You're going to get zero tolerance from the God of heaven on that one for those that continuously walk on this path. Because I can guarantee you it's short-lived. And that includes you and your families as well, bad guys. Now, if you take the time and examine much of what I said, you'll find it to be true. And if it were not, then why is it that Americans have been desensitized to show more compassion for the criminals than they have for the victims? And then we sit back and wonder why the love of many waxed cold. Well, you know, Scripture's quite clear, friends. In 11:42 of the book of Luke, when Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, he said, you overlook the love of God. You overlook the judgment of God. That's exactly right. And that's where we're at today. Americans have been taught, in fact, to have pity for the guilty and to have very little to nothing for the victim. Am I right? I know I'm right. It's completely upside down in this country. Deuteronomy 19:21. I'll tell you what, if you go to Arlington Cemetery, just to show you the reverence shown for those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms in which we have today, if you go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and you chew gum too loud, or you talk, or you disrupt that tomb guard in honoring the dead, he will turn and he will rebuke you and he will tell you to correct yourself. And if you don't correct yourself, he will tell you to remove yourself. Do you understand that? There's much respect shown in Arlington for those that sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. They will not tolerate you or anyone else to kick disrespect in the smallest degree against that sacrifice. And so should all the more the Christians when they look at the cross of Calvary, Golgotha, and Jesus hanging there and dying is the propitiation of the sins of the world. And again, his blood runs down the tree over us, washing us from our sins as the propitiation, again, not just for my sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Now, this is important. Most Americans have no sense of justice and wonder why they are losing their freedoms. Do you know that Proverbs 28, verse 5 tells us that evil men understand not justice? Let me say it again. Evil men understand not justice. And I want to tell you why they don't understand justice. They hate the law of God and they hate justice. Yet Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Right? Isaiah 8:20. Americans that don't understand judgment, I want to tell you why you're evil, because you hate God's moral law, because you never repented for breaking it, number one. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 2, 38, the list goes on. Okay? You hate his law because it exposes your sin and exposes you for who you are before God. Just getting through this. That's why most people hate the law of God. And what do? They end up preaching a false grace, and they deceive themselves into believing that they're heaven-bound when, in fact, they're not. Right? Jesus said, think not that I've come to destroy the law. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill the law. And we're to establish the law. And that's what we used to do in this country concerning criminals. If they violated the law, they weren't slapped on the hand, told to pay a fine, and go home and go do it again tomorrow. They weren't slapped on the hands and told them, well, you got two more chances. You know, the system of injustice in America today is three strikes and you're out. That's injustice. That's how you create, and that's how you create criminals, Americans. I'm going to come right back to this, friends, and we're going to get after I laid that bit of foundation, I want to get over to the fact that there's a bill
at
now.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy, 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Listen, I got to lay this out so you understand whose side you're on here. But I'm simply saying to you, friends, that man's commandments make God's void. Man's commandments make God's commandments void. And Scripture is very thorough about that. And what we have a system of indulgence in America today, where the corrupt, instead of doing what God told them to do and deal with crimes accordingly, they've created a system to make money out of it, a bureaucracy, which in fact makes $64 billion a year. And what it's aimed at, friends, just for the record, is slave labor. In case you didn't know, it's slave labor. Okay? Mark 7, 9 through 11. Read it when you get a moment. It's important that you do. Also read Amos 5, 7. Amos 5, 7 and Mark 7, 9 through 11. Okay? But let me go on. Politicians are responsible for sanctioning the murder of 60 million babies. We all know that. Proverbs 6:17. And they then play the protectors of our lives by attempting to implement that which is unlawful, in turn attacking our God-given rights and unconstitutionally shutting down businesses, issuing illegal mask mandates, and telling people that they are to serve what it is that they can and cannot do. I didn't know that. Our employees were supposed to tell the employers what they were supposed to do. But this is what they've done. And all the while attempting to wield more control over our lives through the contrived and manufactured lies. Okay? So let me go to the topic after I've laid that foundation. Okay? We're talking about a bill that's just been introduced to imprison Governor Walz, Tim Walz. Okay? Americans You need to listen to this message because this is the only thing that's going to save our republic. It's the only thing. And what is it? Well, law enforcement today just reported in St. Paul, Minnesota, a Minnesota Republican state representative has introduced a bill that would remove the power of the governor. We're seeing this all over the country, too, by the way, to declare peacetime emergencies powers, okay? Emergency powers. HF 2204 would also punish any violation by the governor with imprisonment. This is proper government. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Is that where we're at right now? Well, we have been for about a year and a month. But over the last year and the month, the people have began to respond in a different fashion. I suppose that the tyrants and globalists didn't want them to act out upon, but that's what's happening. See, the more that they pour out their cruelties on a people, the more they're allowing our ranks to swell. And if you read Exodus, I believe it's 1:12, it tells us that Pharaoh, the bad guy, the more he afflicted the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. Let them do their worst. Let them do their worst. More they attack, the more they oppress, the more the people become resolute and resilient into the sense of what? Standing up and fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. It's exactly what's happening globally right now. And now it's happening in the United States of America. And this is the language of Scripture right here, friends. Instead of giving voice to the enemy and empowering the enemy and magnifying the crime against the law, people are understanding that they have to deal with the enemy. And the way to do that is to begin to set a narrative by the Holy Ghost to magnify the law against the criminal. America, you've been taught just the other way around. You've been taught by the conservatives and the professed church in America to magnify the crime against the law. That's why you're backwards today. This is proper. Magnify the law against the criminal. Okay? That's what's happening here. The Unilateral Emergency Powers Repeal Act received praise from Action for Liberty, a group opposed to the restrictions placed by Governor Walz during the pandemic. On their website, the group said, "We just passed the one-year mark of Governor Walz's unilateral declaration of emergency powers. And since March 13th of last year, Walz has abused his powers and destroyed." Who destroyed businesses, friends? The same ones that created the problem are the same ones that destroyed, are the same ones that are corralling you in to take their remedy. He said he infringed on civil liberties and has interfered in our lives at unprecedented levels. For those reasons, our team has one thing to say to him, the governor. Never again. Here's the voice of the American people beginning to arise. The mainstream media wants to pour water on the fire of the voice. I'm here to add fuel to it by the Holy Ghost. They are saying never again. But they're not stopping at never again, friends. They're not stopping at saying, let's just impeach. Oh, I'm sorry, let me take it a step before that. They're not stopping at saying, let's vote him out. No, we already see that doesn't work because we see all the voter fraud going on in the world, namely in America. And I'm talking about America and 53 countries. Right? It's not good enough to say we'll vote him out. What, to give more time to destroy? Think about that one, friends. Think it through. They're not saying we need to impeach him. They're not saying that's where we're going to stop. They're not saying we're just going to draw the line right there. We're going to impeach him. We're not going to. They didn't say we're going to call for his resignation. They said no. We're going to deal with them. Now they're listening to the spirit of the Word of God, and they're also listening, friends, to the history that's been taught to us by our forefathers. Friends, they're calling for prosecution. They're letting this governor know never again. And they're also seeking to imprison him for his crimes against us. They said Governor Walz is crushing our economy and limiting our freedoms by issuing unilateral orders. I'm here to tell you that your rights, friends, are not being taken away. If they are, it's because you failed to fight when you should have fought. Okay? I'm also here to tell you that rights aren't friends. They're not taken away. They're forfeited. They're forfeited. Okay? They said it's time to get Minnesota's economy working again. It's time to let Minnesota businesses determine how to safely and reasonably open their doors by ending walled, destructive emergency powers. Exactly right. Exactly right. The group highlighted a section of the bill that adds punishment if the governor violates the emergency order restrictions. The bill proposes a $1,000 fine or up to 90 days in jail for any governor who violates the new law. This is putting it in perspective. This is putting your employees into the position that they're supposed to be. When the government fears the people, you have what? Liberty. These people understand that they are the law. They understand that representatives, we have a representative government. We don't have leaders. We have representatives that work for we, the people, the consent of the governed, period, under God. That's how it works. Chapter 12, law rights, now states that violates later can be punished by a $1,000 fine or 90 days in jail. So Governor Walz took the part of the law and applied it to the violators of his order. In other words, if you went over to your friend's home last November against his order, you could have been put in jail for 90 days. Yep, and I'm here to tell you there was no law to execute. And I'm also here to tell you that's a lawsuit to take him for what he was never given the power to do. See, this is what's happening, friends. This is what you need to listen to, the law, not the media. You need to listen to the law and act upon the law. There is no law that these governors can enforce. But you have a law that you can enforce if they violate your free rights, your God-given rights. And see what's happening today all over the country? People and businesses and corporations have risen up against the mayors and against the governors, and they are now going after them for what they were doing unlawfully. Did you hear that in the mainstream media? I didn't think so. Did you hear that from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Bradley Dean? I hope you did. Never live your life where the enemy's not afraid of you, friends. Never. But the people in Minnesota are doing right, and it's lawful before God as it preserves our liberty. And somebody's got to do it, and I praise God someone's standing up and doing it today. I got some calls up there right now. I don't have time to get to you, just for the record. Not being mean. But I don't know why you wait until the last segment to call in. Do you see how you preserve your freedoms? You don't tolerate crime regardless of who it comes from. If you're thankful for the sacrifice of our fallen, if you're thankful for the sacrifice of the Christ, you're not going to tolerate the crimes of these corrupt individuals that are attempting to deceive you into believing that they're looking out for you as they destroy your lives, and in many cases, literally. John 10:10. What does Satan come to do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And what does his little subordinates do? The same exact thing. They're not from heaven. They're from hell. And it's time, friends, we operate in the authority that God has bestowed upon us. Luke 10:19. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See y'all.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.